The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
Are you nervous, Jen? Are you excited? Or are you at the point of allergies that you're willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how it feels?
Suffering pretty badly this week with all the tree pollen in the air, so I am ready to do whatever it takes to get a little relief. I've never tried ear candling before. Now, I had heard about it years ago from a friend of a friend who raved about how well it worked. And then with this week, my ears are popping and all this stuff. I was like, isn't there something where you can light a candle or do something in your ear and it sucks all the earwax out and gives you some relief? And you said it's called ear candling because you've tried this before?
I've never tried it, but I have. Look, about every other winter, I get a really bad sinus infection, and there's nothing worse than the plugged-up ear feeling, but there's also nothing better than when it clears itself up.
You're like,
yes.
So we started talking about ear candling yesterday, and we're like, well, let's try it on the air. So Jeff reached out to Aaliyah at Warrior Body Spa in Tucker, and she's now in studio with us. Hey, Aaliyah.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
So how often are you doing ear candling on your clients? Is this like a big popular thing this time of year?
Just like you said, this time of year is super busy for ear candling. Like, we're doing 4 or 5 a day. And basically, the pollen hits them, their allergies act up, they have flare-ups, they're getting over sinus infections, congestion like that. But it's a super relaxing experience, and they feel relieved. But after that, people usually get their ears candled every season or so every 3 to 4 months.
What is physically happening to the body and the ear canal when you candle it?
Well, you're activating your parasympathetic system, so it helps your body relax, but it also helps clear out those passages. So we are using the candle. The flame helps create a vacuum and basically physics at the top of the candle, and it helps pull out of your ear. You'll also see a smoke that's created that helps clear through those passages as well. So it helps relieve that pressure, that which you're saying as far as your head feeling huge. So it really helps relieve the pressure and also get those impurities out.
So it's literally using the science of it to suck stuff out of the ear canal.
Yep, it's super old. It's been around for centuries. It kind of originated in Egypt, but it's so simple but so effective, and we're still doing it today.
Okay, I'm really excited. I'm a little bit nervous.
Now, Jen, of course, Jen is very competitive,
mm-hmm.
and so what Jen said is, once you wrote back and we started emailing yesterday, mm-hmm. and we were still at the radio studio, so I go, Jen, I got somebody to come in. She's going to do the ear candles, and it pulls out, and I looked at some videos. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you can actually see what gets pulled out of your ear.
Which is so gross and oddly satisfying all at the same time.
But then Jen's next response is, well, we all need to do it to see who's got the most stuff.
Yeah, don't you think?
Absolutely.
So,
I mean, we can all try it. Right, producer Janine, you ready?
That sounds disgusting. I'm so in.
How are you guys okay with that?
You have a humongous head. You're going to certainly win,
we're gonna
Jeff
Dollar.
We're
going to have caverns from Jeff.
Yeah.
Excited.
You're going to have earwax in there from the 80s, man.
Well, they're not going to candle my ear. They're actually going to just start a campfire on the side of my head. That's how big it is.
All right, but so we're going to try this coming up next?
Well, you're going first.
I'll go first, and I can describe how it feels as we go.
Okay, does it hurt?
No, not at all. Like I said, it's super relaxing. Most people kind of doze off, and you feel really great when you get up.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm going to go to sleep for the rest of the show. Y'all got this, okay?
It's a really dangerous idea
to
put something together that involves somebody lying down who got up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, that's very true.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.